With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has picked Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. The president-elect has long stated that the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require a complete transformation. Meantime, bloodshed and mayhem in Syria. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
Insurgents breached Syria's largest city Friday and clashed with government forces for the first time since 2016 in a surprise attack that sent residents fleeing and added fresh uncertainty to a region reeling from multiple wars. The advance on Aleppo followed a shock offensive launched by insurgents Wednesday as thousands of fighters swept through villages and towns in Syria's northwestern countryside. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the country's unresolved civil war, said dozens of fighters from both sides were killed. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 100 demonstrators were arrested overnight in Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union. It has marked the second straight night of protests, which at times became extremely violent. Also at SRNnews.com, key talks in Pyongyang.
North Korea affirms its support for Russia's war in Ukraine. North Korean state media is reporting that the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, says he will invariably support Russia in its war with neighboring Ukraine. He said so during a meeting in North Korea with a military delegation led by Russia's defense minister. The comments come amid growing international concern about the two countries' expanding relationship after North Korea recently sent thousands of troops into Russia. The official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Defense Minister Belousov reached a satisfactory consensus on boosting strategic partnership and defending each country and its interests. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Lou Cornaseca, the excitable St. John's coach for the Final Four run in 1985, has died at the age of 99, short of his 100th birthday. This is SRN News. A new study of religion and support for Israel with SRN's Michael Harrington reporting.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri court has upheld a new state law that bans sex change operations on children. The state's Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says the ruling makes Missouri the first state to successfully defend such a policy in trial court. Attorneys for the plaintiffs are vowing to appeal. The 2023 statute bans sex change surgeries for anyone under the age of 18. It also prohibits the use of hormones and puberty blockers for minors who had not started those treatments. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron has taken a tour of the newly refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Macron entered via the cathedral's giant and intricately carved front doors.
On a le sentiment de la redécouvrir.
I feel like I'm rediscovering it, he remarked during his tour as he stared up at the ceilings in wonder. The visit kicks off a series of events ushering in the reopening of the 12th century Gothic masterpiece. Macron will return on December the 7th to deliver an address and attend the consecration of the new altar during a solemn mass the following day. I'm Karen Shamas.
President-elect Trump threatening 100% tariffs against a bloc of nine nations if they act to determine undermine the U.S. dollar. His threat was directed at the countries of the so-called BRIC alliance. Trump says he wants a commitment from the bloc that will not create a new currency or otherwise try to undermine the U.S. dollar. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.